This is Rad Radio. If you listen closely, you can actually hear Rob's temple throbbing in shame. Make it worse by calling the show at 888-989-9811.
I got this email from Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Wrote in and said, I would just like to request a birthday shout out for my oldest son, Waylon.
I love that name.
Turning 10 today, and he's an amazing kid, and his mother and I are extremely proud of him. He's a great big brother to his, oh God help him, three younger siblings.
Boo.
Happy birthday, Waylon. We love you.
Happy birthday. Nice. Now eat your f***ing cake. Happy birthday.
What, you said younger?
Yes, and he's 10.
Oh, damn. They are busy.
Couple of follow-up emails on the membership site, and we have the easy, well, our version of the easy button. I mean, you go to the membership site, and it's like, watch Rod TV right now, if you want to.
Slaps you right in the face.
Daniel says, looks great. My comments have nothing to do with the quality of the site. It's to the lazy-ass maggots who declared it was, quote, too hard to find Rad TV. Good God, how dumb are some of these people? Oh,
these people.
You don't.
It's not nice.
You don't want the answer to that.
Gosh.
It is and was right across the top. I understand that you guys at Rad Radio will go to the nth degree to cater to us, regardless of how stupid we sound. So, double thank you. One, thank you for the job on the website, and two, for always thinking of your maggots first.
Oh, thank you. Nice. And all credit to where credit's due, Rob, for pointing out what the other changes that we need to make, but also tech to you.
Oh, yeah.
Always. They did all the work.
Amazing partners.
Yes.
This is from a lazy person.
Oh.
Doesn't want her name used, obviously.
This is how this person identifies?
She says, I have no idea if this is my loser phone or a member's website thing. I know it's not the second, because I have this, but it's not on my phone. She says, is there a way for the website to remember my login info? I hate having to put in my email and password every single morning, especially when I'm watching on my TV.
Yes, so if you actually listen to Tech to You Tuesday, which airs every Tuesday from 11 to noon, right?
Yes.
Oh, thank
Except
you.
Except on a certain day.
So on
no?
No, just every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Oh, duh.
So, sick once.
And that's all on 104.7 FM and 890 AM in Sacramento and on the Rad Radio Show app and also on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. Ian, who hosts the show, actually covers all of this type of stuff. So if you haven't been watching, then you're missing out. But you can allow your phone browser to autofill for passwords on any website. So that's really what you got to do through the settings. Fortunately, Ian, because he's a customer service guru, he's already replied to this letter writer directly.
Nice.
But he also recommends LastPass, which is an app that I use as well, which can also autofill your phones, and you can store all your passwords securely. It's a great app.
And Tech to You Tuesdays do air every Tuesday at 11 a.m. on Rad TV and on the membership site and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 a.m., and they live forever on the membership site. One more note comes from Tricia. Hey, Rob, at Brianapalooza, I was a little bit excited to meet you all, so much so that I actually forgot my name. That's the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
That's so great.
When I could talk after the shock of hugging you all I wanted to talk with Dawn about was how much I would love to be in the kitchen baking all day with her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Therefore, I am really looking forward to seeing Dawn's kitchen and all the recipes that you're going to share with us. Yes, I'll get to what she's talking about in just a moment. I have not purchased a membership yet. Now, like Dawn, when Rob talks, I'm listening. I just have a hard time retaining what you say.
Yeah.
Not a Dawn thing. That's important women in my life. And you too, Tricia. So I do apologize, Rob, if I missed the dates of all of these new and exciting things coming to Rad TV. Have I already missed out on some of these segments? I do understand I can go back and watch anything I have missed. One last question, with all the new and exciting features coming to Rad Radio, will the membership price be going up? No to that one. No increase in the membership site. This week, we start dropping all new exclusive items on Rad TV. First of all, our next Radder Day, which is an uncensored live Saturday show from 6 to 9 a.m., is April 27th. This week, we will, for a month, years you've been requesting, we will put up all of the behind-the-scenes tours of the entire Rad building, including everyone's office, the studios, the break room, and more. Plus, this week, the first episodes of Kyle's Corner.
Yay!
Yes, we gave Kyle his own show, too.
Don't judge me too harshly.
I'm excited.
The first episodes will premiere this Friday morning at 11 on Rad TV. We are bringing back in the future as we move forward. So the first episodes of Kyle's Corner premiere on Friday, so you have all weekend to watch them. more will continue to come out moving forward. We're going to be bringing back Rad TV favorites like the Prodcast and the Probcast, the Soapbox in video form. And we're getting now to what the emailer was writing about Brenna from Brenna, she was at Brynapalooza, Trisha.
There's the name, though, if you're wondering what to name your child.
Dawn Brenna. Actually has two shows. The one that that Trisha wasn't talking about is all about why you should hate men.
That's not true. It is not.
It's called The Hen House. That's on the way. There's also Grandma Dawn's Kitchen.
No, it's Nana Dawn's Diner.
Oh, same thing. Where she will be in her home kitchen cooking, mainly baking, and talking to you about
not mainly.
It's whatever.
It's cooking and baking.
Okay, great.
It's both.
Good
right?
to know.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're doing it.
In all fairness, maybe there'll be more baking in the end than there was actual cooking meals. Who knows?
I had no idea. Yeah. I spoke out of turn. Thank you for correcting me.
It's just all things kitchen.
Point being, none of you have missed anything yet. And as Trisha said, the minute you join, you can see everything we've ever done on Rad TV. It lives there forever. But this is the week we start rolling out all of these new things, the behind-the-scenes tours, Kyle's Corner, all coming this week, and so much more as we move forward at members.radradio.com. Let's get to Treble Trouble.
Treble Trouble, Treble Trouble. Treble Trouble, Treble Trouble, Treble Trouble. Treble Trouble, Treble Trouble, Treble Trouble.
Will there be any getting baked in Nana Dawn's kitchen? Or diner, whatever.
Treble Trouble, Treble
Trouble. Sorry.
It's been so long since I've imbibed in any of that. It would be a video of me passed out on my kitchen counter.
It's been so long, she still uses old person words like imbibed when talking about that instead of partaked.
Oh, is that what it is?
You know.
Oh, okay. I don't
we
know.
Have a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. Plus, you are qualified for the grand prize drawing. Every one of you that wins tickets to see Foreigner is in the grand prize drawing to have your tickets upgraded to the front row.
Whoa.
Nice.
By the way, official rules posted at radradio.com. Caller 18. Hello, Lance.
Good morning, Rad.
Good morning, Lance.
If you know the song title, you win. If not, we'll go to Marcel.
Marcel.
Check. The monkey from Friends.
Yeah. Marcel, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, very good. And Whitney, your caller 20.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, girls.
All right, here comes a quick song clip of a rock song from 1984. We don't need to know the artist. You should already know the artist. We need the title of this song from 1984. Lance.
Waiting on a Girl for You.
Marcel, do you know?
I do not know.
Oh! Well, why did that work?
Just kidding.
Obviously, she does not know. There's no reason for the dinger to play, you dinger. All right, Whitney, do you know?
Is it Head Games?
You lose.
Oh,
man. Yeehaw, ching ching,
pow pow. A game I'd like to play, though.
I do like calling a person or yourself a dinger.
By the way, Kyle, I just noticed this. Why on my sheet for today, it says the artist, which we don't care about. It says the artist is Foreigner.
Yeah.
Which we were giving away tickets for last week.
No, that was ELO. Today is Foreigner.
Today is Foreigner.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait a minute.
What?
Wait. Brandon, uh-oh. Did I screw this up?
Let me double check.
You said Foreigner, right?
Hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
You said
Foreigner.
I got.
Hold on.
Okay. He's trying to figure out.
Wait, are we? It is Foreigner. Brandon, you confirm for me it's Foreigner tickets.
Yeah.
That plays on that date?
For starting today through next week.
Okay.
Yes. I'm looking at the email from the head cheese from our Sacramento radio station.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes.
Don't you hate those moments?
This one's way out there because I have to change all the pressure cookers too now.
No.
Oh, no.
For some reason. For some reason, I thought we were doing Journey tickets.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, Journey, Foreigner. Yeah. They're all the same genre.
I send out all the emails. Yeah. I've got it all right in front of me. And
a
so
Foreigner's
I was,
on a journey.
I was terrified when I saw this. I'm like, what is happening here?
Sometimes we journey to foreign lands.
It all goes Christ. Together.
Hey, you know, Mercury is in the microwave right now. So it could have been some sort of celestial occurrence that might have distracted
the eclipse,
you.
Did we over-retrograde it? The eclipse?
Kyle, totally. Yes.
Kyle, you know what you need to do now? Tomorrow, what? You need to pick a Journey
song. Oh, God.
Song.
I can't.
Like
oh, wait, I can. I can pick whatever song I want, right?
Yeah, you're
right.
Deep track.
Deep track, deep journey cut.
Yes.
He'll see that. He'll
question. Well, yeah, now that you've said that, like super deep. So, all right, so we are giving away Foreigner tickets.
Really, for sure.
I swear. For October 18th at Hard Rock Live. And the reason you should have known this song is it's by Foreigner, who you were playing for tickets to win. The song was called That Was Yesterday. But it's not the end of my world. Sounds like Journey to me.
All 80s bands sound alike to you.
Hey, already an improvement from last week's ELO.
Hell yeah.
Again, opinionated statement.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, by the way, for those of you that have other opinions, that's okay, too.
For those of you that won tickets to that, yay.
We have two more chances for you to win tickets to see Foreigner at 8 and 9 a.m. We got some follow-up emails from our last segment. This one is from Joe.
Hey, Joe.
He says, during that last commercial break, like many probably did, I rushed to YouTube and I listened to Tipsy.
Oh,
it's actually called...
The bar song.
Yeah. Tipsy's in parentheses.
Downloaded.
It's by Shaboozy, who's getting all this attention because he's on the song Spaghetti on Beyonce's new country album. And Joe says, Rob is right. What a solid gold hit that's going to be.
9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Everybody just like Kyle, that one hit me hard too. Feels good.
So, to the chagrin, thankfully, of not nearly as many as it would have been at one time, yes, the blacks are taking over again. They started country music, and thanks to Beyonce, there's all this attention. And Shaboozy, and I can say that because I'm married to a black woman, so middle finger to you. incredible song. I was alerted to it by a listener, heard it this morning right away, said, yep, that's a winner.
So y'all go check out Chapel Heart now. Pimping them for months.
That's Dawn's pick for something. That
I
has nothing
them.
To do with Beyonce, but again.
No, but they should tour with Beyonce.
Melissa says, yep, that's going to be another hit for sure. Kai wrote in and said, that song is great. I am not a country fan, but wow, I just danced in my kitchen.
Aww.
Kalina says, the Shaboozy song gave me a chill. And a couple people like Joy wrote in and said, that country song is really good in my opinion, but it also has a slight similarity to the song Tipsy by Jaquan. There's a part in the Jaquan song that says, here comes the 3 to the 2 to the 1.
Oh.
And the chorus of the song shared a slight similarity to this new country song. I'd be interested to see if you have heard it and if you think the same. Yes, the Jaquan song is 20 years ago, 2004. Jaquan did his version of Tipsy.
Oh, so it's a person.
It's an ode to, yes, he's an artist. It is, I guess, if you will, an ode to Jaquan, but it is a completely different song by Shaboozy. Now this is very interesting. We have some food news. And everybody loves the food news jingle, the original jingle that Brandon wrote. That's the one you wrote with the help of AI, correct?
Sorry. Yes, that was about around the time that ChatGPT was really taking off, and I just was having a hard time coming up with inspiration for a theme song for food news, so I just typed tip-to-tap-tap-type and opened into ChatGPT some lyrics, inspiration, and it came out with what's essentially the whole lyrical composition for that jingle.
And at first it was very polarizing, you know, kind of like the Beyonce song, and then now people write in and say it's one of their favorite, it's not their favorite Brandon jingle.
Yeah, and it really needs somebody with an operatic voice to sing it. And fortunately, we have a couple of operatic singers who have reached out to volunteer to do so. But one of them is in Reno, another person has kids, so they can't necessarily get down there, and they are also up in Nevada. But I'm still working on getting them down here to record those vocal tracks.
So great.
So I'll have to do like a behind the scenes video at some point.
That's,
and maybe put on the podcast of having a maggot come down and record the operatic stuff.
Oh, that's a great podcast. So this is obviously when AI wasn't too chatty, because, or you had to like edit a lot, because it's like, it seems that when anytime you ask AI to write something for you, whether it's a song or a story, or even if you say it's a short story, it goes on and on
and on. And I am not being a jerk here, but as a guy who's been using ChatGPT since it came out, and I've worked closely with Ian from Tech to You, who does the Tech to You Tuesday show at 11 a.m. On Rad TV, using it correctly is all about what you ask it and how you ask it.
Absolutely.
And it does take time, because I hated it at first for exactly what Dawn's saying. You have to be so specific and so spot on to get it. But that's what created the song. But what's weird is, last week we started getting emails and people, oh, I noticed you're doing food news all the time now that Rob's fat. Because I stopped drinking on February 26th. I don't know where it's headed. I don't know where it's going. I haven't had anything to drink, but
I've going straight to the kitchen.
I replaced it with my appetite, apparently.
And to the waist.
And his ass.
And 3 weeks after I first saw my doctor,
Rob has a fat ass.
I gained 5 pounds. I'm up to a whopping 176.2 pounds. But the fat cracks won't end. And so,
a week ago? When was it you weighed in? Because it could be more now.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe it's plateaued, or maybe it's down. But enjoy it while you can, kids.
Exactly. That's what we're doing.
So, no, we're not doing food news any more than we. It's all based on having food news worth reading, which I have some today. And I'm told we have a different, we have an alternate version of the food news theme song. And because Kyle's done a few songs,
mm-hmm.
He's done the Tom Brady songs.
Love it.
Right? I guess mm-hmm. Kyle got inspired to give us a different version of the food news intro.
Food is what makes Rob super fat. He's eating mayonnaise straight from the vat. Dude, for reals, that's one too many meals. Soon your pants will not fit your waist.
That's true.
Dude, seriously, dude, you're eating way too much food. It's time for Rob to start a diet.
Okay, that sounded a lot better in the headphones this
Holy
time
crap.
Live.
That was so
God,
funny.
That is so funny.
I don't need an opera singer to come in anymore. That's it. That's the new thong. That's the new thong.
Very, very nice. Food news is news about food.
I like how you say it's the new song, because there's no, we have no hope that you'll lose the weight.
Who said that?
I didn't say no hope. Brandon, I just said that's just the new song.
He just said that's the new song. It's the new song, because Rob will just stand.
Yeah, no.
That was me saying it.
Curtain pulled back. I don't care about breaking the fourth wall. I heard this yesterday afternoon, and I played it for my wife, and we both laughed hysterically. As I said to her, look, y'all, including her, because she's having fun with it at home.
Well,
y'all,
yeah. Did she greet you with, hey, hey, hey?
Yes.
Roll on over here.
Yes. I'm not going to ruin a future podcast that's already been recorded.
Uh-oh.
But grocery shopping with her was a real treat this weekend.
Oh, do you get to ride the lark?
Beep.
Anywho,
warning people of the wide load coming.
As I said to her, and as she confirmed, enjoy it while you can. There's no chance I would ever allow myself to truly get fat. So
that's what makes this so funny.
Exactly.
So if somebody listens to this and then sees you, they're like, what?
Yeah, they're going to write an angry letter like, hey, I respect a fat guy.
You're reverse fat shaming. I'm triggered. All right, food news. McDonald's has added a fan favorite that was discontinued in 2015. The chain has decided to bring back one of its fan favorites for its summer menu, has reached into its vault for the McCafe Oreo Frappe. Frappe?
Like a frappuccino?
Frappe.
I assume. The McCafe Oreo Frappe first appeared on the chain's menu in 2015 and disappeared not long after. Now, McDonald's did bring it back last summer after 8 years away, and it has begun popping up at select locations for a complete nationwide rollout in May. It is described as, quote, a sweet treat made with rich chocolate flavor, a hint of coffee, and Oreo cookie pieces. It's blended with ice and then hand-topped with whipped light cream and a few more Oreo cookie pieces for good measure. Available in small, medium, and large sizes.
So it's a Frappuccino. They just can't say that because that's Starbucks' thing. So I have to say Frappe.
Pretty much.
But Frappuccino's not, it's not a patented thing.
Are you sure?
Oh, really?
I feel like it is. It's Starbucks' thing.
No.
Well, you're a facts guy. Look into it. I bet you can find it real quick.
I'm having Brandon Google it. I like to learn things, too. Yeah.
So when you Google Frappuccino Starbucks, the first thing that comes up, obviously, is Starbucks. And the link that has the word Frappuccino has the R with the circle around it. So does that mean that Starbucks trademarked
that? It absolutely means somebody has it trademarked.
The way you're reading it,
I would think Starbucks, and that's that would be why.
Well, maybe they could incorporate it and say it's a Mick Frappuccino.
What's wrong with where's the Mick? Why did not remember Mick-chino. They did that with a sandwich?
Yeah, Mick-arino.
There we go.
I don't know.
A Mick-arino to me sounds like something with beef-arino or beef-arini.
It does sound pasta-y.
Yeah.
Is it too close to intellectual property if you say McFrappuccino?
If they
Why
indeed...
not? How about just the McFrap?
Oh, I like that. Or the McFrappe.
Either way.
I bet you Starbucks has done that thing where they copyright or trademark Frappuccino, so no one does that for short like you just did. And so instead, McDonald's had to say Frappe.
According to trademarks.justia.com, Starbucks filed for the trademark of Frappuccino in February of 2005.
Wow.
Yeah, smart.
Or you could just bastardize the spelling of it and take the double C's out and make a C-H.
Oh, yeah?
Does that work? Change the spelling?
And a U-H before that, so Frappuccino.
There we go.
Most importantly, I mean, everybody should learn at least one thing every day. I have, and... she says the seventh time after we played it on this show, because anything that I do, and that involved me pressing a button, is completely discarded by all the important women in my life. But therapy's going great. It really is.
I literally feel like that's the first time I heard that. Are you sure? You didn't...
For my sure?
Guys, have we played that before?
Yes. About six times prior to today.
Six.
Yeah, we have a little...
Right. I think I said seventh was this time.
Yeah, we have hash marks in here just because we have to keep track of how often Don is right because it's happened so...
Rarely.
Yeah. Right, like I just said, I didn't think we even would have something like that.
Why do you do this to me?
I'm not doing
I have other things to discuss in therapy, and every week I have to start with the list of here's what Dawn did to me this week.
but listen, here, I really want to help you with this. And I know... According to you, it's every woman in your life that doesn't hear what you say. But you got to take into account all the drugs I did.
Oh, stop
From age 12 to 20. It's not you.
It's me.
I do this with everyone, I think.
We just got
I don't know, because I don't remember.
Except we your
just,
girlfriend.
Got this email from Christine.
Hey, Christine.
Who, again, as we said, Rad TV, we're starting to blow it. Look, this scheduling... And the whole team has seen the schedule. The schedule is going to fill up even more. Like, we're going to be bumping things. You're going to be getting new stuff almost daily. We have so much stuff that we're putting together for you. This week, we're rolling out all the behind-the-scenes videos of everything in the building, the studio, the offices, the break room, etc. This Friday morning, we dropped the first few episodes of Kyle's new show called Kyle's Corner.
Yes, accompanied by my father.
All on Rad TV. I mentioned we're bringing back the podcast that Brandon alluded to, which, yes, he still wants. Don't take that literally. He still wants you opera singers to help him with another version.
Hey, if you're not one that I'm already in contact with and you are an opera singer, reach out. I think the more voices, the better.
And we are bringing back the Probcast. And Christine says, will there be a future Probcast of Rob's weight loss journey once you, Rob, are ready to start that journey?
Weight loss journey.
Is it a journey or a foreigner?
I don't know. Are they taking an REO Speedwagon to get there?
Will we get videos of you cheating on your driver and sweating at the gym.
Cheating on your diet.
Diet.
And sweating at the gym.
Wow. So that was voice to text or autocorrect to driver. So cheating on your diet. Okay. Okay. So
Rob at the gym.
Look, first of all, Christine, my wife and I, we already have a couple probcasts that are going to be coming out that are recorded, and we do discuss my appetite, the weight gain thing, things like that. So that is discussed. And I mean, if it were to continue at the level to look, if I'm gaining, let's just say I gain 5 pounds every 3 weeks.
Oh,
so in 9 weeks total, right? That would be 2 months. I've gained 15 pounds. Right. Am I doing my math? It's over. We have the COVID gym downstairs. When COVID hit, my wife did that thing. And unfortunately, because we have such a privileged and well-earned lifestyle between the two of us and all of our hard work, I don't even want to know the five figures she spent on this thing. Everything is in there. Pelotons, everything. I mean, it looks like a mini version of an NFL locker room.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm down there in a second. Don't worry about it. Yes,
yeah, you know what? That's boring. I like fun Rob eating.
Yeah. No. Look.
I hope that you're able to maintain this appetite while maintaining your weight, honestly. Because this is fun, you finishing plates.
I hope.
It's unheard of.
And believe because.
Oh, my God.
Okay. First of all, my wife literally laughed out loud last night because she made chicken and dumplings, one of my favorite dishes.
Oh.
And she serves them in big bowls. Mm-hmm. And usually, I mean, I can get through usually about half a bowl. She laughed when she was watching the show we were watching and then noticed I was slurping it and ate the whole thing.
Jeez. Oh my God.
But I am with my doctor. I am hoping he's right because I hate exercising. I loathe it. I am not that person that gets the high that a lot of you do before, during, or after. I am so glad some of you do. I hate it. I'll do whatever I have to not be a fat pig. So I'm hoping he's right. His opinion is that this is all about my body adjusting. If you've done any research on going sober, it is physically, emotionally, and mentally between, depending on how much you drank and for how long, if you're lucky, 1 month to 9 month process as everything balances out, your brain chemicals, your body, etc. He believes that my appetite will stabilize similar to where it's at now, but that my metabolism and other things will also kick in, and that he thinks it's a big nothing burger. We will see, and I will be happy to be very transparent about it.
So you're not touching the gym at all?
Not yet.
Well, if you want your appetite to get bigger, I noticed that when you work out, it makes you a lot hungrier. So if you want to double down and eat twice as much,
That is true. That's another thing that I'd have to be very conscious of if I went down that road.
Now, are you still able to get up your stairs?
Oh, for God's sake.
No, because
yes.
I'm just saying your stairs, there's so many of them. That's like exercise every day. You're doing the Stairmaster
exactly.
every day. So you are getting in your exercise.
Yes.
But he has to take breaks.
I do not.
Did you stop midway?
No.
And midway, is there like some kind of bar, what do they call it?
Like a treat?
No, like a food vendor or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly. So like a food truck.
Really? There's a hot dog guy.
Can I get a Euro, please?
How squeaky are the stairs getting, though?
Back to food news. We got an email from Adrian.
Yo, Adrian!
Says, this weekend I decided to make some wings. I did a dry rub of smoked garlic and a dash of cyan. I think she means cayenne.
Oh, I almost thought it was like cyanide.
Yeah. Cyan is a color.
Yeah, she spelled it just like the color that most of us know related to computer ink. She says, I topped them off with your barbecue sauce. That is the best ever. Thanks for producing the best products. That would be at the radradio.com stupid store.
Superstore,
where you can get all of our food products, the espresso barbecue sauce she is speaking of, available with our Bloody Mary mix and our pickle juice as well. Then we got this email as well from John.
Hey, John.
Takes us back to Friday, which was National Grilled Cheese Day.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We did the discussion about grilled cheese, best ways to have them, best ways to make them, best cheeses, etc. And then at some point during the discussion, I pointed out that, I mean, first of all, we have a misnomer here because we're talking about the ways to make them. Nobody grills a grilled cheese. We're not using a goddamn grill. If you're me, you're using a cast iron skillet.
Yeah.
Yep. Unless I'm at an Airbnb and they don't have one, and all great cooks can adjust and use other things, but we're not grilling the damn thing.
So if you're using like a griddle, like a flat, what are those? That's called a griddle, right? The flat cooking space?
Yes.
That would still make it a griddled cheese,
that's
right?
That's a griddled cheese.
Because that's not a grill.
Same thing like in apartments where you have the griddle grates.
Yes.
That's still not grilling creates the smoke.
In the seasoning on the barbecue.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to call it, but I got a little experimental with some grilled cheese
hold
this
that
weekend.
Thought. Okay. You hold that thought right there, young man. But I am so excited to hear about that.
Okay, I've got it. Got it right here. How long do I hold it?
Give me 90-ish seconds pending. I also already have a follow-up. Okay, so let's start with this from John.
Hey, John.
After listening to the show, Graham, on Friday, I got off work at 8 p.m. and promptly went home, fired up my grill, and made the most amazing grilled cheese I've ever had.
You did?
I set the grill at just 200 degrees. And while it warmed up and filled the night air with its intoxicating aroma, I set to work on building my perfect grilled cheese sandwich. White bread, one slice American cheese, one slice Swiss cheese, and a sprinkle of shredded Parmesan. I spread mayonnaise on the bread, not butter. My great-grandma's 97 years old, and she will fight you if you disagree. We did discuss the mayonnaise versus butter thing last week.
Yeah.
I think I could take your 97-year-old great-grandma. I'm just not sure I want to.
Put them up.
Sprinkle some Cajun seasoning on the mayo, he says. This is his recipe. Brush some olive oil on the grill. Place the sandwich on the grates. Close the lid and wait the appropriate amount of time for the bottom side to get crisp. Flip the sandwich and wait again. This is the best grilled cheese I've ever had. It was smoky, spicy, cheesy deliciousness that temporarily teleported me back to a simpler time. Now, to whatever Kyle did, I got a text from Brandon with a picture in which he did try this as well. Who wants to go first?
Let Brandon go because mine's a little different.
All right.
So I love how the Joe's, is that his name, the letter writer? The previous letter writer and his experience with the grilled cheese.
John.
He added so much to it. It was the Swiss, the Parmesan on top of the American cheese and all the seasonings and stuff. That was great. I went simple. I actually softened the butter because I was complaining last week about, the butter can be so hard and you break the bread when you're trying to spread it with hard butter. So I used a brush on white bread and I brushed the butter on both sides. And then I put two slices of American cheese on it, took it out to the grill, popped it on. And this is where I need to start tweaking the actual temperatures and times because I was just going into this blind and starving. So I just wanted a grilled cheese fast. So I went about 350. And what I noticed first, was the flare up from the butter because it was already kind of melty. So there was a little bit of flameage happening, put it up on the top shelf there. So it took about 5 minutes too long for my stomach, but I did eventually get it nice and toasted. And when I brought it inside, it was the best grilled cheese I've ever had in my life.
Ooh,
and it was the flavor from the grill, the smokiness, the fire flame char that you get on some of that bread. It was outstanding. Now I want to take it to the next level by adding those different types of cheeses and seasonings. And when you soften the butter like that, you can season it so you can make your own version of a compound butter. So some Lowry's garlic powder, that kind of thing. I think would have set it way over the top.
And my apologies, Brandon. I am not pulling a Dawn on you here in any way. As you know, from having been in the invisible captain's chair like I am right now, oftentimes when someone's speaking, I'm doing some other things to get ready for something. Mm-hmm. And I missed if you said this, not because I'm disrespecting you in any way or that I don't think you're important because, you know, I actually do other things sometimes while you're speaking. Did you?
That's me. I'm doing other things.
Did you mention specifically the type of bread you use?
Yes, I white, like just basic white bread, and I would use sourdough the next time I do it.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So Kyle, you were inspired as well by Friday.
Yeah. So I ended up making first off, it was garlic bread. Took a Puglisi loaf, which is like a sourdough loaf, and then I added chopped garlic, melted butter, and then I took Satori Belvintino Merlot cheese, grinded it up all into shredded it into the butter and
this
the garlic.
Pardon me.
And then I spread it on in between each slice of the Puglisi bread, baked it in the oven for 15 minutes like it would be a garlic bread loaf. Uh-huh. But after we took it out, I decided to pull it apart and melt some pepper jack cheese in a bowl.
Dude.
And then dipped the Puglisi garlic bread cheese and mixed it with the pepper jack and sandwiched it together and made that a grilled cheese. And it was out of this world. It was almost a little too much.
Now,
Oh my God.
But all that was done in a traditional way in a skillet.
So yeah, okay. No, so, hold on. It was melted in the cheese was melted in a pot. So like I poured the melted pepper jack onto the plate and then took like the garlic bread I made, the Puglisi bread with the Bellaventino Satori cheese, and then the mixed garlic and butter, and then sandwiched it together.
But still cooked in a skillet.
No, it didn't cook in a skillet. It was baked in the oven.
Baked in the oven.
Oh, Jesus. Baked cheese.
Okay, all right. So,
see what it's like to not right. listen?
So, well, no, because I wanted to confirm since we were talking about, you know, grilling grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm. That was a baked cheese.
Back to Brandon, because I heard Kyle say we. Brandon, did we get an opinion from the fiance on this sandwich?
Oh, yeah. She was like, I don't want to. And then she took a bite. And she was like, oh.
Typical. Yeah. Yes. Did your girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. It was her idea.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, with all that, you better be taking notes because Shalina just wrote in and said, Rob, you said that Christina made chicken and dumplings last night. I made chicken and dumplings too. How does Christina make her dumplings?
Yeah.
I have two ways that I do them. One from scratch that my grandma showed me, and the other is a lazy way. Okay, my wife does not do it the lazy way. She's a Southern woman, and her chicken and dumplings recipe will be in the 2024. There will be another one, the All New Recipes Cookbook, a Rad Cookbook, and Christina's chicken and dumplings will be included. We're going to have to include the perfected version, although it sounds like you already have it, Kyle.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of Kyle's...
baked cheese? Baked,
figure out a name for that.
Baked garlic cheese.
And Brandon, as you perfect your grilled cheese.
It's going to be called the GFC, the grilled blanking cheese.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.